so that they who wear them, keeping faith with each other in unbroken loyalty, may ever remain at peace with you according to your will, and may live together always, eternally, in mutual love through Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Now that you've sealed a truly Christian marriage, you may present these rings to one another. Unless you want to say something out loud, Lord, I'll cover for you. Be your best man. And so, Jesus says to you this night, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, take and wear this ring as a sign of our marriage vows.
Okay.
Beautiful. There's something you wanted to present to him, right? Do you want to present this?
To
the Lord?
Okay.
As your token, you simply repeat. Whoops, keep the stone. As you present.
Okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, take and wear this ring as a sign of our marriage vows.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lay that on the tongue. You don't get to kiss him yet. It's not over. Strengthen, O God, what you have wrought in us from your holy temple, which is in Jerusalem. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray the prayer that Jesus himself taught us, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Save your servants who trust in you, our God. Send them help, O Lord, from your sanctuary, and sustain them from Zion. Be a tower of strength for them, O Lord, against the attack of the enemy. O Lord, hear my prayer. Let my cry come to you. Last prayer, and then a special nuptial blessing for the bride and groom. We ask you, Lord, to look upon yourselves in this moment, you and your bride, and graciously uphold the institution of marriage established by our Father for the continuation of the human race, and that the heart of God and the heart of his true bride would be filled, fulfilled, comforted, satisfied, contented with a joy and a happiness that nothing and no one can ever take from me. The nuptial blessing is taken from Psalm 127. Happy are you who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Happy shall you be in favor, and your wife will be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home, your children like olive plants around your table. Behold, thus is the man blessed who honors our God. Lord, bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
This concludes the marriage ceremony. You may kiss your bride. You may kiss your honey.
Come on. You can do the last one.
Where's her habit?
She has rainbow. It's cake time. She has, she's asked in a special way to give a flower to each of my brothers and sisters here. And I would think maybe we could vest you in your habit,
okay, sure.
And then we can do that. So, my.
She gets a little hoodie, too. Yes.
Can you get it?
Oops.
She's happy. Beautifully high. Mm-hmm.
Where's her cord? I know where her cord is.
Should I play the music?
No.
Not quite done. She's gonna give a flower to each one. You give you her blessing, and in exchange, as her family, it would be good for us to give her our blessing. About the strength of the Lord Himself by the power of His Holy Spirit and the deep, affectionate love of your heavenly spouse, Jesus. And you may bless your brothers and sisters.
Okay. So now as a spouse, Kiwan. And you as His child. As my fellow brother and fellow bridesmaid, I vow to respect you, to honor Jesus in you, to serve you and to love you faithfully for all the days of my life, and as I'm here even on the mountain wherever the Lord takes me. Love you. Keith, Brother Keith. As his spouse, and as his child, as a fellow brother, and as a fellow spouse, and a fellow bride of Christ, I also to vow to respect and honor Jesus in you, to serve you, and to love you, and to honor you faithfully all the days of my life. God bless you.
God bless you.
I vow to respect you, to honor you, to serve you, and to love you for all the days of my life.
I love you.
No, you don't. God bless you. God bless you too. Last but not least, my man of honor. Aww. Yeah, we've been here since the beginning for a while, and you've been such a faithful friend and such a great encourager. So as his child, and as a fellow brother, and also too as a fellow bride of Christ, the Lord bless you wherever he takes you. May your feet be shod with the gospel of good news as you go to Israel, and always remember that. And may I always honor, respect, love, and serve you wherever the Lord takes you. May you always be also connected in spirit.
Thank you, ma'am.
Love you.
God bless you too,
bless you.
My sister.
God bless you.
Thank you.
And mother and father, I can't forget you guys. No, mother, I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. The Lord knows I was so lost before he led me to your channel. And your ministry has changed my life. You have changed my life. You've admonished me when I need to be admonished. You love me and been there for me when no one else understood me. You have. And I love you so much for all that you do, how you serve, how you love, and how you lay down your life for the flock. You're such a blessing in my life. The Lord knows when I first came on the channel, I told the Lord, wherever he takes me, I'm going to honor this ministry. And to know 3 years down the line, to be here in the chapel, loving you guys, knowing you guys, and a daughter, I'm just blown away. He gave me the desire of my heart. So thank you. I love you so much.
I love you too, sweetheart. Very happy for you.
Oh, Papa.
My turn.
I think we can cry.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't think tears can describe what you've been to me here. And many times when I don't have words to explain what I was feeling. You've been there for everyone, and the tears have rolled off your back. The times when my heart has been broken the most, and you've been such an encouragement as you continue to lift me up, speak life into me, remind me of who I am, and always call me lower but higher at the same time. I know that you may not have that good a relationship with your physical, your biological children, but the Lord has blessed you tremendous children all over the world, and just to know they chose me to be the first to come. And how you loved, nurtured, protected, and even hid me for the Lord. Thank you so much, Father, for everything. So thank you so much.
And you'll always be my baby girl.
Oh, oh, sweetheart.
Oh. I love you too, honey. I'm so happy for Jesus and you. Yeah, you kids don't stay out too late now.
We will.
Yeah.
Have a heaven experience.
You have a license now.
And I did not forget those on Skype.
Hallelujah.
To Jessica.
Who else is on?
Antonia, oh my gosh, she's on.
And to the camera.
To Rainbow Max, I just want to thank you guys so much for being the siblings that I lost coming here. Honestly, you guys have been such an encouragement and a joy just to be with. And thank you, Rama, for our many conversations. And Mother Carol and Mother Sherry, before I knew Mother Claire, Miss Carol, you have been such a help. When I was going through the most difficult times on the channel, I didn't know what was going on. You've been such a source of strength and a source of wisdom and guidance. And the same thing to you, Mother Sherry. The moments where I've been so down and warfare and needed a hand or needed direction, you have been that for me. And I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for you too. Because it was by you that the Lord continued to guide me here. And I just want to thank my cousin Antoinette. You've been such a great consolation. My whole family basically disowned me, but you've never once left my side. And guys, we used to paint the town black, red, and blue. And the world, I'm telling you, I'm going to ride or die. And now seeing her here and seeing what the Lord is doing, the exact same thing in my life, he's doing in her life. So I'm so glad and so blessed and privileged to come alongside me on this journey as we're both called to holiness now. And Jessica... Patrick was my man of honor, but she goes, you know you're my man of honor too as well. There's so many tears. I've cried so many times. I wanted to give up on this walk. She saw this in me before I saw it myself, leading me to the saints. And I was like, oh, okay, that's not for me. That's not where the Lord is leading me. So Jessica, you've been such a blessing. And beyond a friend, you've been like a sister to me. So I thank you so much. And a flower for both, all four of you guys. Love you guys. And my honor, serve, respect God in you too as well. As his spouse and as his bride and fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
One step.
Deepens, so sick.